Blog Talk Radio. Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era. This is the War of the Words.
Welcome to the War of the Words, episode number 98. A very special episode, might I add, at least for me, and I hope it is for you too. If it's not, it should be. Write it on a piece of paper, put it on your refrigerator. We are doing big things, and that all kicks off officially today. Very excited to unveil a lot of big changes to our format. We're going to continue to introduce you to a lot of great things heading your way from the Southeast MMA community. And of course, keeping true to all the things that you've always loved about War of the Words, our great interviews with Ammies, and all those kind of things, man. We're very, very excited to do a lot of this. We're going to be doing a couple of new things. One of the big things that I like is, you know, every time I'm doing an interview, or the more I go to shows and speak with fighters and people in the MMA community, I realize that people do music, they record, and some of them, you know, actually chase this pretty hard. And I thought, man, you know, this happens so much. Why not play some great music from our own community on the radio? I mean, after all, we're on the radio. I'm sure some of you guys are listening to it in your car or on your laptop while you're doing work and stuff. And, you know, so I think it's just another way to get to know the people in this community on a deeper level, which has always kind of been what this show is about at its core. You know, we're going to have a more detailed presentation of all of your favorite War of the Words classics, all our interviews, the stuff we do on the sides, Brick in the Wall. We're going to continue to do those things, this great conflict coverage. Going to be proud to announce that I, at least on my end, am going to be pushing some great networks of other podcasts in our local community, like ShowPal with Ronan and Southpaw John. You've got MMA FNL, and you've got Jason with Jason Hicks and Sam the Panda. Joseph Coker's podcast is one of my favorites. You guys should definitely check that out if you have not already. But we'll get to that. Of course, we're going to keep doing the Cerebral Sunday, so make sure to tune in. Tomorrow, we will have Blake Grice on. We're going to be talking conspiracies with veteran UFC referee, the one and only Beardless Blake Grice. Well, it's coming back. I can't be that mean about it. He looks good, nice and 26 again, which I don't know if that's great in a fight game. But anyway, so tune in tomorrow. And if you didn't get a chance to check out any of the other ones, man, you can check out last Sunday's with Joseph Coker. I guess we talked about religion and some other things. We really get out there. But again, all in the core of these great fighters in our community, and just knowing more what they're about and what they do inside and outside the cage, I think it really kind of brings to life what you see on fight night. We're going to begin to really bring you an epic array of Southeast MMA products, casts, events, all kinds of stuff that's going on around here. People that put in on these fights, man. And you know, you see these guys' shorts, you see the logos. And we really want to bring a story to each one of those patches so that a little more can be, you know, appreciated and understood. And really, so you guys, at the end of the day, I think can get some sweet gear. You know, we're going to be doing a lot of giveaways and exclusive deals and stuff. So it's going to be awesome. We're also going to be doing the medic moment. I haven't quite decided what we're going to call this. I want to call it the Cut Medic's Corner, but I don't want David Maldonado to get mad at me for, you know, he has Cut Man's Corner. And yeah, I'm sure if he knows how to fix cuts, he probably can make them too. And I like not bleeding. So, what's going to be with Nathan Bowman, an awesome cut medic right here in the Southeast, works a lot of conflict shows, and hosted by, sponsored by Jason Roland and Rehydrate, also known as Fight Medic. They're going to have a website coming out, taking care of fighters, fightmedic.org, man. Great combination between those two. Goes hand in hand, like your mom and dad. Which sounds offensive, but it's not. you know, we're going to still have updates on great websites and gyms and places like Sore Summer Fight Store, Bad Apple, again, like Fight Medic. You know, this stuff goes on and on. It's going to be a great new format. I'm really looking forward to bringing a lot of this information to you guys. And so on the show today, anyways, as far as today's show, our first hour-long show, we are going to have on some of these guys that kind of represent the key features of what we have going on with the new format. First up will be Jason Roland calling here in a little bit to talk to us about Fight Medic and intravenous nutrition and getting it's awesome. At like I go to weigh-ins and see these guys weighing in, and some of them look like zombies, and then they go over there to the Rehydrate / Fight Medic van, and they come out looking good as new. My co-host Kobe Wall, who also happens to be Conflict 155 champion, uses the these guys, and man, he always looks refreshed. So we're going to talk to him. We'll have Nathan Bowman on at the towards the end of the show to talk with him a little bit about this new segment we have going on and what he has. And then right in the middle, we're going to have Jason the Ronan Hicks calling in to get down with us about the music that we're going to be bringing, and also the other podcasts and supporting music and all the awesome arts and stuff and things that go on outside of MMA that are as awesome as the face punching. So, enough from me. I'm going to go ahead and get this first song cracking off. This is the current Conflict champion. I believe 185. I hope I got that right. Like I wouldn't know. I was present in the cage. This is Mech or Joseph Dark Knight Career with I Run.
Every man's heart, one day beast, its final beast. His lungs breathe their final breath. And if what that man did in his life makes the blood pulse through the body of others and makes them bleed deeper in something than larger than life, then his essence, his spirit, will be immortalized by the storytellers, by the loyalty, by the memory of those who honor him and make the running the man did live forever.
Anxiety is a product of fear, so I pray that I can put it in gear. I've been through it for years, and I'm winning for myself and my peers. A little while ago, I had my first kid, and I never shed tears. So every move I make now is for her, until the moment that I lie in the dirt. I stay putting in work, something like my cousin pushing that purse. Young, black, and I'm gonna be first. If I die from thirst, cleanse my spirit deep in Lake Minnetonka. Electric, like I'm playing with Bonga, and I'm playing it proper. Judge, jury, execution. A man of many trades and don't need a proctor. I ain't playing with herbs. Last time I gave a shit with this herb, but I still found a way with my words. And if you doubt, it's absurd. I let the cannon fly off like a bird. I push the metal back. Haven't you heard? I keep running, so I run. Every morning at the Lord bring the sun, I be thinking that I must be the one until the daybreak comes. You done seen I came up out of the slums, cause only losers sit and twiddle their thumbs. So I get up and run. Pressure makes a pipe worse than you did, but I can handle that. Give me the shit. Lord knows that I run. I'ma run. I'ma run. I'ma run. Lord knows that I run.
Devotion, every inch in my being, I'm putting motion. Success, my desire to win, keeps us from coasting. Broken, the chains of failure with my emotions. I'm hosting. A click of pit bulls is loaded. Don't ever try to tear us apart, cause the result is death for your perfidy. You will be demoted. Pick a team.
failures rubbing elbows with people who get it started. I am not an actor, but I can play my part. If you can keep it moving, then you ain't worth the start. It's not about starting the race, it's how you finish. I hope the guy shorted and finished all of his spinach. Never been a menace, but yes, I'm fucking with Dennis. And I'm so anxious because I know I can win it.
So I run every morning at the Lord bring the sun. I be thinking that I must be the one until the daybreak comes. You done seen I came up out of the slums, cause only losers sit and twiddle their thumbs. So I get up and run. Pressure makes the pipe burst and you dig, but I can handle that. Give me the shit. Lord knows that I run. I'ma run. I'ma run. I'ma run. Lord knows that I run.
Why I win tonight was already written. It was written a long time ago when the warriors that came before me and you saw to it that what we must do is beyond us. I stood with my back to you, Hulk Hogan, and I knew you were not dumb. When I looked into your eyes, I saw walls, walls filled with fear, fear that ran thick through you. I needed no friends, I needed no partners. Every man stands by himself like the ultimate warrior.
Everybody, that was Mech Joseph, Dark Knight Career. You can check that out along with a couple of his other tracks on Reverb Nation, man. Just hit that search box and get it on. And, of course, you can always check him out inside that Conflict Cage, doing work, championship status, man. And speaking of championship status, I want to give a shout-out. Of course, if you did not know, if somehow you didn't get the beautiful invitations that I sent out to everyone in the mail, War of the Words is Johnny Muscle approved, man. And I just want to take a second to touch on their ebooks. I was fortunate enough to be a part of this since before it came out, as far as the concept phase. A while back, and it's just been awesome to see it taken off like it has. Johnny Muscle, Strong as Steel, just like War of the Words doing it. Another part of this great local community. And really, man, go to johnnymuscle.com, head over to the categories, go to the ebooks, and you'll get a sense of the flavor, man. You're going to have a great time and get in even better shape, man. You can check out the Metal Mayhem. That's my favorite. I think the slogan is something like, "Don't use machines, become one." They've got a F beta, B the alpha, Johnny Muscle, get fit 4-week programs. They've got all kinds of stuff, man. So make sure to go over there. Love those guys. Big props out to Johnny Muscle. That, again, that's johnnymuscle.com, man. Going to be fantastic. Next up on this rather epic episode of War of the Words, we will have Jason Rowland calling in to talk to us about Fight Medic. They just put together some fantastic shirts, man. I like seeing my logo on a shirt. You know, back in the day when I was growing up, I was in like 8,000 bands, and I used to, you know, say, God, I would never wear my own band shirt. But you know what? I don't know if it's the same thing. I hope I'm not selling out. Like, am I? Jeanette, come over here. No. You already made a lot of noise in the background. Do you think that I'm a sellout if I like to wear my own t-shirt?
No.
Like, I wear it around the house. You guys think that I just go to the shows and rock it so that people will notice War of the Words This is wrong. I put that bad boy on to check my mail. True stories going down here today. Anyways, you know, this, while I got a moment here, while we're waiting on Jason, I want to touch on something that he'll be a part of once again, which is Conflict 27 coming up, man. The main event, Blair Patton, 4-0, I believe, maybe even 5-0, versus Alexa Connors, 4-1, in Columbia, South Carolina here in 2 weeks to the day, man. You guys need to go ahead and head over to ConflictMMAPromotions.com and snag those tickets. This is one of those awesome Fight Club series events at the Main Event Fitness Center, man. And they call it that Fight Club for a reason. It's got that flavor. You got the cage. Everybody's packed in there. Super close in, and you can just feel the action, you know what I mean, in your feet, in your chest. It's a unique, one-of-a-kind experience, man. You can check that out at ConflictMMAPromotions.com. You can go there on Facebook. You can follow us on Facebook as well, War of the Words, all day to keep up with everything that is Conflict. All right, I'm just getting notice in from Jason that he is not going to be able to make the show. So I want to go ahead and talk about Fight Medic a little bit. I was just over there on their site, and I saw this thing, article of this thing. Can't believe I just said that. I saw a thing today. I will tell you about it. Don't laugh. Jeanette's here today in the studio in the background. She's doing a great job. Laughing and stuff. Are you having a good time? Is it fun? Is it good? Me too. So anyway, this product, all right, and I probably got this terribly wrong, but it's called, I should have practiced this, really. Now I'm kind of embarrassed. Glutathione? I hope that I say that. When Jason Hicks gets on later, I'm going to ask him. I bet he knows. But from addiction, detoxification, Alzheimer's treatment, Parkinson's therapy, just all around wellness, man. Check this article out over there right now. It's you can go to Facebook, type in Rehydrate. It'll pop up, man. Some of the things I read, it increases energy, reduces discomfort in the muscles and joints, boosts the immune system, detoxifies the liver. It helped with like mental focus and clarity. It was like, you know, I hate to call things like miracle drugs because I don't like snake oil, you know, either. But it seemed pretty radical. So make sure to head over there and check that out. And while you're there, actually get in on what these guys do, man. I'm sure you've seen the Rehydrate yellow and blue van at our awesome Conflict events. It's intravenous therapy and nutrition. And what they mean when they say that is basically these guys come in, and you know how the weight cut is. For some of these guys, you know, they fight, I dare not say as low as physically possible, but maybe something kind of close to that. And Rehydrate does a great job of coming in and boosting them back up in this natural way to get straight in there. And, I mentioned it earlier about the zombie comparison, and I couldn't think of a better, metaphor for that exact thing. It's like they go in there and they're pale and like, oh, God. And then they come back out and they're refreshed and ready to go. And it seems to me, you know, going to as many shows as I go to, it would seem to me that it actually seems to work fast, does seem to work faster and better than a lot of the traditional methods. So, hey, I say, guys, if you're out there, give it a try, man. What's to lose? Check them out. I think they're going to have a new website up. I think it's fightmedic.org. But you can cruise over to Rehydrate for now on Facebook, or I believe their current site, rehydrate-now.com, is open. So check them out. Right now I want to give a shout-out to a sponsor of War of the Words itself. That would be Tires for Hire, man. You're going to check these guys out. 843-789. Bye. awesome stuff. So make sure to check that out, and also hopefully I will be able to fade out commercial music better in the future instead of an abrupt stop. But that's great, you know, we can just dive right back into this thing. Tires for Hire, man, check them out. They also actually sponsor a lot of local fighters in the Southeast community, especially guys in the Charleston area, CMMA, Charleston Mixed Martial Arts. So let's jump back into this Conflict 27, man. I think it's I think we got a few minutes here before we talk to Jason Hicks at the half-hour mark about some of the music and art-related stuff, social stuff we're going to be getting into, which I think is pretty awesome. Conflict 27, man, it's like a headbanger's ball, man. Come to it. Dress appropriately. We are going to be getting down. Main Event Fitness Center, Columbia, South Carolina, April 25th, man. It's the 27th card from Conflict, coming back for a third, fourth time to the main event in particular. Conflict has really been spreading out this year to a new state. They just went to North Carolina with Conflict 25 in Charlotte. And these guys go where the fans call. I just saw a great interview with Jared Williams a few days ago where I believe it was on MMA Mayhem Radio. Make sure to check those guys out as well. I believe Ashley Luther, it was, asked him if there was beef between Fight Lab, which is a North Carolina promotion. They have shows in Charlotte for about 6 years now. Very successful MMA promotion. But Conflict had gone to Charlotte as well. It's a big fight city. Great city all around. Make sure to go there wherever you are. Even if you're in Hawaii, I don't even know why I went down this road. If you're in Hawaii, get a ticket and fly to Charlotte. Check it out. It's going to be great. Conflict 27 is a good reason to come this way. It's not in Charlotte, but it's close. But anyways, you know, Jared, so he's having this interview, and he says, you know, if people get offended that Conflict comes to the areas that they do MMA shows, you know, that's unfortunate. You know, they go where the market is and where the fans call and the fighters want to see shows, or even more shows, you know, and I have to agree with that, man. It's no offense to anybody out there at all, man. And listen, honestly, if you're an MMA fan or a fighter, what's there to be mad about? I mean, you're basically being told, look, there's going to be even more of the stuff that you already like a lot. You know, that's like saying to me, hey, so Eric, I know your favorite band ever plays in your hometown, you know, every other month, and that's awesome. But guess what? Your second favorite band is now going to come here a couple times a year, too. I mean, am I going to be like, no, this cannot happen because, listen, that's an intrusion on my favorite band. I do not want to have my second favorite band to also be here. No, man, you want to have both experiences, right? It's called a lineup, and it's pretty fantastic. I suggest that you try it, and that is what's going on, man. So make sure to get into this, man. One of the big things that we've been standing up for here on War of the Words is that sense of brotherhood in the community. If you missed the very first Cerebral Sunday with Hector Santiago and Nick Rodriguez, we talked about the feeling in the gym and how the gym, you know, it has such that it still holds a lot of what's true about martial arts and the traditional aspects of martial arts. But when it gets transferred into business and some of this other stuff, it kind of goes away. And, you know, I've always found that very interesting how there's no sense, you know, in that. I get the threat upon one business or promotion to another. But what I really feel is that if you just do you, to use the great words of Pope John II, just do you, I believe he said in Corinthians 8, everyone will succeed. I'm paraphrasing, but it's something to that nature. You know, if you just focus on the positive things that you're doing, everybody's going to come up. If I'm selling MMA shirts and so are you, guess what? That's radical. More MMA shirts for everybody, and everybody who's looking for MMA shirts in general is likely to be exposed to the great things that we will ultimately no doubt be intertwined in together as members of this Southeast MMA community. So, check everybody out. You know, you want to be a part of this. There's a lot of good stuff going on all around. And I know I'm getting long-winded in the middle of my story, but the point is that conflict is going to continue to go, as I hope all other promotions, where the fans need and want MMA and fighters want to see more opportunities. And there are going to be some awesome opportunities on April 25th for some great finishes, awesome submissions, and classic conflict matchups with that dash of Fight Club Series flavor at the Main Event Fitness Center, followed right up May 16th in Hardeeville, South Carolina, with Conflict 28. We just did Conflict 27 last Saturday. I mean, it is going down. Newly announced, by the way, Johnny Williams, the featherweight champ, will now be taking on Paul Teague, who will be stepping in for an injured Mark Trader for the title at Conflict 28, and also my co-host and the current lightweight champion, Kobe Wall, will be defending the title against former featherweight champion Bart Weeks. Man, what a fight. Both of those fights are epic. So make sure to check this out, along with all the other awesome conflict events. It's actually pretty cool now that you can look at them ahead of time. There's have so many stacked up in a row. And also, I did want to mention that the USFFC has an event, I believe, next Saturday. Some great fighters on that card. I believe my good friend Jared Scoggins is going to be fighting, if I haven't missed anything. And I also know that Paul Teague, who will be fighting, Johnny Williams, will be fighting there as well, as part of a he was fighting anyway, but now a part of a cancer awareness event that we're doing with USA Eagle and Soar Sumrit FightStore.com. We're going to talk a lot more about them throughout the show and on more shows to come. In fact, War of the Words is fueled on that good Soar Sumrit juice. So make sure to get you some. Go over to... I'm going to make that into a commercial somehow. Get that Soar Sumrit juice at SSFightStore.com. I don't know why I changed my voice to slightly feminine, but enjoy it. I'm going to do like an NPR episode where it's like, War of the Words. Today on Cerebral Sunday, Joseph Coker, who will be talking about the Itchibamba tribe and the Nakimumus and the infiltration in Darfur. Oh, man. War of the Words, man. We got a lot of big things going on, obviously, if you cannot tell. We should have Jason Hicks calling in here in just a second to talk to us about I'm a Superhero, which I am indeed. Just true. I mean, we all have to say it like it is. And he is also a superhero, along with Jonathan Jader, Full Force, CMMA. And he's one of those guys that, you know, when I was talking about earlier, who you meet him and he's an awesome fighter and he's got a lot of great things going on in his MMA life. And then you find out, oh, hey, he happens to do music as well. And this happens time and time again. The fighters themselves make music, or maybe other people in the MMA community are making music, or their walkout music is made by a friend or a family member or some local band that they know of that I've never heard of, which to me has always been the greatest way to hear any music. Not too many bands that I love was I ever exposed to on mainstream radio or on TV or through some kind of movie or anything. It was because somebody who had already connected with the meaning or the power behind the music, they had already experienced it and transitioned that to me in a positive way. You know, I'm sure you guys can all remember getting, you know, whatever your first CD was or big experience with music, or even maybe as of now, you know, the underground scene just has a really great way of sneaking up on you like that, both in MMA and in music. So without getting any further, our first official guest on the show, Jason M. Rowland, shame on you. I have Nathan Bowman calling in later, the cut medic, and he is at a wedding, literally at a wedding, and he's going to sneak away to talk to me on the show, but Jason Rowland's too busy. So I don't know what's going on. I have to message him on Facebook. Matter of fact, I'm going to have Jason Hicks go to his home. I don't know if Jason's comfortable with that, and since he's currently on mute, I don't have to be concerned with that. But I have Google Maps, so Jason, you know, watch yourself. We're going to go ahead and bring him on, the Ronin, man, Jason Hicks. What's good with it, boss?
What's up, man? How's it going?
And it is going fantastic. Having a good day on the show. And thanks for calling, man. I have no idea what you were doing, and I just had this great idea. You know, we're doing a lot of music stuff, and I thought, who can I get that can sort of like represent this new change we're doing in the show? And I thought, well, you know, Jason is pretty sweet, so I'm gonna message him like, you know, 5 minutes for the show. So what's up, man?
Yeah,
how about it?
Everything's good, bro. Yeah, I wasn't doing anything, dude. I was doing I was taking my Saturday off, doing a lot of spring cleaning. So I was running around when you texted me. I was like, yeah, I can do that. I can do 5:30. That sounds cool. I mean, it's a cool idea what you got going on, man. Kind of mixing the music, mixing it all up, dude. It's cool.
You know, I liked it. Well, you know, I was inspired by watching you fight. I try to keep it mixed up.
There you go. Well, there you go.
I liked it. You know, I liked that you took 5 minutes out of your spring cleaning. That's hardcore. You said,
dude,
that right on the air.
I'm sore as shit. That's just so much. I've been going up and down my stairs just because I don't know if you know, I got a baby on the way coming this summer. So we're making room for that, you know, so we're doing a lot of stuff around the house, just staying busy. So, yeah, man, I'm tired, but I don't mind calling in, man. This is fun.
There's got to be, like, is there a race between all of us, like, with the kids? I'm curious. I feel like is. I feel like we're competing.
If there is, I have no desire to win. If there's a race, I'm okay. I'm okay with whatever I place, because this is it. After this this next beautiful baby girl that'll come, I'm closing the shop. So, store will be closed. Yep.
Closed for the evening. You're going to flip the sign around.
The store's going to be closed. I'm going to cut everything off. Done. Not literally, but you know.
That's okay. You know. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that not literally. This would be a interesting. I would love to see the continuation of your fight career through, if it were to go that road. This would be great. You could do some killer WMMA. You could really make waves.
There you go. Yeah, I could take on Cyborg. I can go to 45.
Yeah, dude. I'm loving it by the minute. But man, listen, I would definitely want to ask you two questions, which is big for me, the big 2-0. The first one is that you do a podcast yourself, and actually, big secret for Eric, man, is that I, like, don't listen to any podcast, not even mine. I'm not even self-absorbed or anything. I don't, but since you guys have come out with yours, I can't help but, like, when the hell is the next one going to come out feeling? And this is just being honest. I'm not trying to, like, you know, flatter you or touch your butt over the internet. It's honest. Like, it's an awesome show, man. Like, tell us a little bit about it.
So John and I, and then John's a longtime friend, training partner, et cetera. We go way back. So he had this idea, and he's a podcast listener. I'm like you. I know about them. I'd listen to Rogan's show, and I'd listen to, you know, kind of just stuff here and there, you know, the big names, Steve Austin and stuff like that. I'd listen here and there, but I really didn't listen a whole lot. I listened to your show here and there, but I didn't follow it. But John's a podcast guy, man. I think he listens to, like, a buttload of them, people I don't even know about. And he kind of brought the idea to me, and, you know, there was a bunch of local ones, including yours, and he brought the idea to me, and I was like, that sounds cool, man. We'll just hang out, throw on the mics. We had the equipment. We had the equipment because we had the band, so we had all this recording equipment. We had good mics. We had this and that, and I was like, yeah, man, let's put it together. And we planned it for about 2 or 3 weeks. We kind of did like a test run just to kind of get some levels, and we're still learning, man. You know, I've had to bust out the computer again and start to relearn how to edit stuff and, you know, try to make stuff sound good. We're doing it all ourselves. So you know how that is. You're doing it all yourself. And, dude, we're just having a lot of fun with it, man. We just hang out on a Friday night after we get off from work, talk MMA, just talk shit, just hang out. That's all we do. We're not trying to do anything, you know, anything special. We're just hanging out and hoping that people like it. So far, we've gotten a good response. And, yeah, I know we're looking to have you on here pretty soon. We're excited about that. And we try not to just stay with MMA. We try not to just talk MMA. That's the core of the show. But, you know, we just try to talk about everything, man. Talk about life, talk about other stuff we're into, and just kick it, dude. That's it. So.
I think that's my favorite part of the show. You know, when we first kicked off this show, 98 of them ago, the idea was two dudes on a couch talking about MMA and whatever the hell else came up. And I think that's part of why I get so sucked into your show, because you can also feel that real sense of, you know, long time, connection that you and Jader have. It really,
right,
like, burst through, you know, when you're listening to it. And speaking of listening to it, man, there is a band of yours that I'm trying to, you know, like, elbow my way into.
Yes,
I'm a Superhero. Tell me a little bit about that, because I got to tell you, man, like, I'm a big underground music dude, and ever since I discovered it, it's on my phone now. I'm playing it all over the place, and
wow.
Like, it's jamming stuff, man. Tell me a little bit about the inspiration, because I love raw music. I'm a big 90s, like, I almost don't listen to anything else, man. And it really kind of encapsulates that sort of, like, just do it, man. Tell me a little bit about it, brother, before we get here and play the song, which is going to be Ballad of Samara, by the way.
Cool, man. And I appreciate all the kind words, man. So we started a band called Showpow back in, I want to say, the early 2000s. And I'm a guy from, like, the grunge era, Weezer era type influence. And so we started a band called Showpow. We were all training. It actually was me on guitar. It was John on the drums. And there was a guy named Josh Boring who was on the bass. And that's who you're going to hear playing the bass on Ballad of Samara. And we trained together, but we also played music. So we had the Dungeon Gym. And we're like, hey, man, why don't we just get our shit together and just jam? And, you know, I've been writing songs since I was a kid, since I first started playing guitar when I was about 14 or 15. And I just kind of write songs, and I had a handful of songs, and we really didn't talk about what we were going to play. So we just started playing, and it kind of worked. Next thing you know, we're playing a couple shows, you know. Obviously, we didn't take off or make any money, but it was fun while it lasted. And we actually recorded some tracks. And Josh ended up moving away for one reason or the other, and we started another band called I'm a Superhero, which was more of an acoustic bass, acoustic bassist style or whatever. And off of that band, I have, like, probably 40 to 50 songs. You know, we record here and there, and John had moved away. And John was living in Chicago at one time, and we were still recording. He'd record his drum tracks while he was in Chicago. I record my parts here, and I splice them together. So we were always just making music. It wasn't about making money. It wasn't about this and that. This was the age when the internet wasn't like it is now, where you could just share everything and put everything out there. You know, this was like 2005, mid-2000s, whatever. And we were just having fun with it, man. So over the years, we've recorded and collected just tons of songs. So we're looking to start making some music again, just jamming, having fun, you know, and we'll see, man. In the meantime, we're just going to keep pushing this stuff out here, thanks to places like your show, and hope people like it. So,
absolutely, dude. And I definitely do. And like, that was one of the things, is that I kind of come from a similar background, in that I've been playing music for most of my life, and I've got, gosh, between the moving it from cassette tapes to...
Yeah.
You know, we are pre-internet dudes, so, you know, we have stuff that's horribly recorded, but that we just can't let go, that we've managed to finally make it to our computers, and, you know,
right.
You know, 200 songs in the bank, and, you know, you're constantly mixing this old one with a piece of this one, and it's
right,
a really a
right.
beautiful thing, man.
It is.
I really connected with that part of it, and Jeanette and I, especially, there's a band out there called... what's the name of that band, Jeanette? You're right here. I don't care if they hear you. What are they called? Flannel Mouth. That's right. Yeah, I used to work for this music magazine, and they would send me, like, punk and underground CDs before they would come out when I lived in Savannah. And they sent me this one. It's a band called Flannel Mouth. And they were just really raw, and they recorded everything intentionally with, like, old 60s equipment. So everything had this really raw kind of whiny sound to it, and it was really great, man. And this kind of had something that I really hope to, in all seriousness, man, I hope to come over and jam sometime and kind of touch on that. It's a great, the music is great. Hope everybody goes check them out. Let them know where they can check it out, man, and we'll play this jam.
Right now, I just got stuff up on the SoundCloud, so it's just soundcloud.com/ I'm a Superhero, I believe. You probably can correct that better than I can. Just go to SoundCloud, type in I'm a Superhero, I'm a Superhero. And, you know, I got a bunch of stuff up there. I'm probably going to be uploading some more stuff up soon. And yeah, man, we're going to jam. John and I have already talked about it, so we just got to find the time. You know how it goes. So we're definitely going to make that happen.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, you guys check that out. That's right. Everything he says is correct. No spaces. Put it all together, which is what they do on this awesome track. It's my favorite one that I've heard so far. Jason, thanks for coming on, man. We're going to jump into this song.
Thank you, bro.
Yes, sir. This is I'm a Superhero, Ballad of Samara.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Again, that's I'm a Superhero, Ballad of Samara. Check that out. And I just wanted to real quick give a shout out to Coach Joshua Boring, who I did not know was on the base, which is awesome, man. He's a great jujitsu, teaches a kid at Charleston Mixed Martial Arts. He's got a sushi restaurant. It's fantastic. I'll make sure to post that up a little bit later so you can guys check that out. Right now, I want to jump right on over, man, to my good friend Nathan Bowman, who's going to be doing some of these awesome medic moments here with us. Nathan, what's up, man? How you doing?
Not much, man. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. I'm doing great, man. You know, I was telling everybody a little bit earlier that you go hard, man. You're at a wedding, right? Like you snuck away to call me. This is pretty awesome.
Yes, I'm on a business venture, so I had to, you know, be ready for you.
Who doesn't have to be ready for me? Are you dressed beautifully today?
I look dashing. I look suave and sophisticated.
Like I'm angry that I can't like see your cummerbund. Like I'm sad about this.
Well, I'm more of a vest guy than a cummerbund guy, but you know, I can see what I can do for you.
I like that. You know, that's what I knew, you know, when we became friends that there was a reason behind that. The fact that you're a vest man, it said, you know, it speaks to that in volumes. and something else that you do that's awesome in this community, man. You're a cut man at pretty much every event that I go to, man. Tell us a little bit about that, and then I want to touch on the medic moment, then I'll let you get back to your glorious occasion.
Thanks. Yeah. No. I'm a cup man mostly for the conflict promotions. Starting to branch out a little bit is something that I wanted to get into to kind of satiate my need from not being on the truck as a paramedic anymore. I still keep my licensure up and I still practice as needed, but it was something that I thought would be beneficial to the community. If you see me in the gym, I'm the first one there to help out a guy if a possible injury comes up. And a lot of guys will come to me right away if something does come up. And it's something that kind of, like I said, satiates both my needs to help and then be a part of the MMA community.
That's awesome, man. And one of the things that I am very excited about to announce and also one of the reasons I was glad to have you call today is you and I are going to be doing a once a week, maybe every 2 weeks, something like that. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Roll some dice, you know, be crazy with it. I like to be random and spontaneous.
There we go.
Yeah.
Throw the curveball.
That's it. You know, you got to keep them guessing. It makes things exciting. I like my birthday cake to have surprises inside. So we're going to be doing a little thing. We're going to get together, man, and we're going to talk about a little bit of the medical, nutritional sides of MMA and taking care of yourself and all these things. I'm sure that a lot of these fighters would appreciate the knowledge on we might call it the Cup Medic Corner, Medic Moment. We'll think of something awesome and flashy like that sweet, sweet mm-hmm. outfit you got on, man. And I'm very excited about that.
Well, now that I got your number, I'll send you a picture.
That's it. You know what? You guys tune in to War of the Words on Facebook to see an amazing picture of our buddy Nate Bowman as proof. Because, you know, no pick or it ain't true, bro. That's how it goes.
Yeah, that's right. Got to have proof these days.
That's it, man. Listen, I don't know. I like the cut medic, man. And we're talking about nicknames. I'm just going to call you that mm-hmm. if you think of something cooler. But
it's hard.
That one's a good one, man. And nicknames are tough, man. But Nate Bowman, again, man, we appreciate you so much for taking those precious minutes out of your day. And we look forward to catching up with you time and again as we roll out these awesome shows, both for War of the Words and in the MMA community, brother.
Well, I appreciate you having me, and I can't wait to do some more for War of the Words and see where this goes, buddy.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate it, and there goes the bride. We'll catch up with you.
Take care, buddy.
All right, everybody. Make sure to check him out, man. Nathan Bowman, awesome guy, man. A lot of these fighters know him very well. He takes good care and helps keep these fights going, man. Fighters throw down. If you have not noticed, man, they do inflict damage on one another. And you got great guys like Nate Bowman, who knows a good friend of mine, David Maldonado, the complete cut man. That's a tough one to top, Nate. So get to work with your nicknames, brother. But a great dude, man. And I look forward to a lot more from him, man. Again, make sure to check out Sore Summit Fight Store.com, man. One of the cool things that they are doing right now is if you want to be an SSFS fighter, you need to check out this website and get in touch with them, man. They are beginning a awesome sponsoring of fighters in our community. They not only are, as an organization, are they all about the same ideals that I speak of so much, and I guess highly, hopefully, on the show. But they also hold some excellent champions and represent some really amazing things all around. So if you fighters out there are interested, hit us up at War of the Words or Hector Santiago, Nick Rodriguez. Go to Sore Summit Fight Store on Facebook or on the website and check that out, man. Be a SSFS fighter. And, of course, all you guys out there wearing the War of the Words badge on your fight gear or banners, love you guys. Oh, we saw a lot of that at the last conflict show. More of that at the next two shows for sure. And I'm very honored to have you guys representing what it means to love what we do out here. I'm going to go ahead and bring on, I believe this is Jason Rowland. Jason, man, is this you, brother?
I am here, my friend. Can you
hear
me?
He is. I can hear you beautifully, man. Mr. Rehydration, Mr. Fight Medic, fix him up. How are we doing today, bro?
Oh, I'm great, brother. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. We talked a lot at the top of the hour when you were going to call originally, but we won't talk about that. A lot about what you do, man. A lot about what you do.
I was actually taking care of a patient, Eric, to be honest with you. I was taking care of a patient that was
Now I feel like an asshole, so thank you for that. Thank you for that.
You get used to it after a while, trust me.
Yeah. But, man, really quick, man, just give us a little breakdown of what you guys do and where they can find out more about it, brother.
All right. First of all, I'll plug our current website is rehydrate-now.com. They can certainly call me at any time. Our number is 678-953-3731. That's our business line, and it forwards straight to my personal cell anyway. So it's not a big company right now, but we're growing, and we're glad to be part of the Southeastern MMA community and really this fight family that we've become a part of and been ingratiated to. I can't tell you how thankful we are for the welcome that we've received from Jared in Conflict, also Valor in Tennessee, and Undisputed Promotions with David Oblis in Georgia. We're making great strides. Pretty soon, within the next week or so, we expect to launch fightmedic.org. And that's, again, fightmedic.org. It should be up and running within the next week, and we're going to have a lot of products on there. You know, each state regulates how much gauze and how much tape can actually be used on a fighter's hands, even something as simple as wrapping hands, right? But I see a lot of these guys in the locker rooms and pre-show pulling stuff out of Walmart and CVS and Rite Aid bags, Dick's Sporting Goods, Academy, yada, yada, yada. And they're just paying way too much for it. So what we're going to do is actually package our products and everything a fighter needs, you know, to get prepped and be well for the fight, and we'll be marketing that online as well.
That will be awesome, man. You guys can go out and just get a complete package, man. One stop from post weigh-ins all the way through to fight night, man. These guys are going to have you totally covered. Jason, man, we're going to talk about this so much more on shows to come. We appreciate you being a big part of what we do here at War of the Words. And thank you for taking a little bit of time to call in today, brother, and we look forward to talking to you more.
Absolutely, Eric. You know, if it was up to us, nobody would cut weight, but I know everybody's going to. So once they do, we can take care of them. You can talk to numerous fighters. I'm not going to give out names because it is kind of protected medical information. But you know the community and your listeners know, and they know their coaches and trainers. There are many people who would attest to the benefits of what we do in the intravenous and nutritional route. We're also forming some nutrition plans for a couple of fighters who are currently starting camp for upcoming events. So if anybody has any more questions or anything, hit me up on the website or give me a call. If you need my number again, you can get in touch with Eric. He knows how to get in touch with me.
That's it, man. We appreciate you so much, man. You have a great one. That Jason Rowland, man. We're going to kick this last song off, man, by winning team Abib Rodney and all their folks, man. They're a big part of the MMA community. Detroit Lions Lee is a big part of what they do. They do so much awesome stuff and great music. I'm going to leave you with it. Check them out on Facebook. You can type in winning team, and you can also check them out at their website. All we do is pass cigars. That's nospaces.com, and this is the winning team.
Records and every breath is a different rep as the death of these motherfuckers who twist and spit the weakest. We just on the top of the speakers, homie, you peeking in the base of operations and hoping you catch the briefing. Catch me on the weekend in the evening on the corner, sitting reasoning with people by the legions of the evil or the people that'll tell you that they love you. Lying through the weakness of the hope to see you suffering. Hope that you in pain, and if you ain't, you shouldn't fuck with them. Hope you entertain it when they say they won't fuck with it. If you entertain it, they gon' drain you like a succubus. I'm living proof, living truth through the many hoops. Hoping I'ma score for them, laying in a fucking soup. Winning team, nigga.
Hold up, yeah. Look, hard body, roll through it like John Gotti. Draped up, tall black, we steady mobbing. No limit, get to it, we body, you talking that lottie daddy. Now this gon' start a party, and bobbing and in and out, and came to take over your noggin. Got the game in my pocket, master key, and I'ma lock it. Hold it down, never drop it back, cause your lady's knocking her like a box, and you would think I was a father. By the way, she called me daddy, then I oversmacked the fatty, then I'm flipping in the caddy in the streets of Atlanta. I'm a whole nother animal. You niggas came from Malibu, better check your attitude. I get smashed out the latitude. I do this in my lesion. Easy breezy peasy. Shout out my nigga Beasy. My whole team beastly. The world like a region. Pieces. Now back to my thesis statement. I know they gon' hate me. Roll up, spin it like what I'm riding. Still plated. Hey, motherfucker. I feel like we done made it. Made it.
K goes the green slate. Can't keep tight. My shit is nice. I put together a scenario you should spectate twice. I grew up in the city where niggas ain't had no rights. It was illegal to read and write. So we say fuck it and grab the pistol and ride at night. Under twinkle, twinkle, little star. Shoot him, his girl, and his car. What's the verdict? Niggas shouldn't have been a mark. Not guilty. Pull up in the parking lot. Haters looking filthy. Your bitch is like your glass. You praying she don't miss me. I'm known to react. Nigga, he split on a punk bitch. I'm a legacy nigga. That's why you're nervous. Everybody you see me with, but shit for purpose. Lame as turn. Hey, these motherfuckers do deserve it. You been a snitch. All my niggas pulling whole cards. They heartless. No love. We at the park. We just abide by hood. I'll forever keep it funky. We coming like a swarm of locusts. You can't stop the focus. Of the mind of the human hocus. The beef for ceases. You ain't got the demon. See here nightmares of that bitch. Scream.
Let it breathe, spark the weed. Georgia boy blowing on these Cali palm trees. Told the haters y'all can palm me. The South don't fuck a clone, I'm my own breed. About to take the city and throne in one sweep. The new Atlanta, y'all know what they call me. King Martin, truth to be exact. Go six, flipping zones from Grove to Old Nat. Truth gon' bring that real Atlanta back. Let them know that it's more than the booty clubs and traps. Niggas on their back, struggle lip to scratch. Still hustle lip to stack. This time it's legit. Rhymes, lip lines for iTunes payday. Royalty, cashing royalty checks. Got these so-called fly niggas screaming Mayday. Falling from the top, we at the hottest in the city. Niggas, stop.
It's the winning team, the illest team. Whack-ass rappers try to intervene. But we've been a team, win a team. Hit the scene, get in between. Nothing but bad bitches in Hennessy. Nothing but bad bitches in Hennessy. Y'all niggas pretend to be kidding me, but that shit ain't offending me. Look at the top and you finna see. The winning team.